Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 4 o'clock. Today is Friday, Mesa, Utah's afternoon news. I'm Scott Seeger.
And I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy in Salt Lake City and 63 degrees.
Slowdowns before 33rd South. I'm Charles Marin.
Our top story this hour, breaking news out of Riverton, where a car is smashed into a house near 13400 South Redwood Road. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is there with a live look. Paul?
The damage from this crash is pretty significant. It appears the silverish Ford Contour was headed southbound on Redwood Road when for some reason the driver lost control at 134th South, crossed through the front yard of this home here, and crashed into the front part of the garage. The garage door is a mangled pile of wood right now. About a 4 to 5 stretch of brick facade and plants were smashed up, but the people who live in the house say no one was inside. However, the car that drove into the garage was apparently driven by an unlicensed juvenile who took it without permission. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
He's not going anywhere. Federal authorities have detained a Mountain West man following his first federal court appearance on terrorism charges. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports.
Fazlidin Kurbanov needed an interpreter via telephone, likely because he was not comfortable with English. U.S. Attorney for Idaho, Wendy Olson, says Kurbanov, an Uzbek native, pleaded not guilty in Boise to teaching bomb building in Utah and Idaho and supplying resources to the Islamic movement of Uzbekistan.
The 30-year-old truck driver will have another detention hearing in Boise on Tuesday. His trial is set for July 2nd.
Well, we're getting a better idea of why Kurbanov and his family came to the United States. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams continues our live team coverage. Andrew?
Scott, Les Mattson is a neighbor to the family. He says Fazlidin Kurbanov and his family came to Idaho from Uzbekistan essentially because of religious persecution. His dad was a Muslim leader who made a switch.
He became interested in the Christianity, and because of that, the Muslims looked down upon it in a very negative way, in fact, so bad that they had him put in jail.
Kurbanov is accused of having ties to the Islamic movement of Uzbekistan. It's been identified as a terror group here in the U.S. whose aim is to overthrow the government in Uzbekistan. Mattson says the family is very nice and he can't believe Fazlidin is accused of all this. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Politics on KSL News Radio. How much did the Obama administration know about the IRS scandal before an inspector general's report? Well, that depends on who you ask. Cleon Wall explains live from the KSL National News Desk. Cleon?
Maria, House Ways and Means Committee Chair Dave Camp believes the Obama administration has promoted a culture of cover-ups after the IRS scandal was revealed.
It seems like the truth is hidden from the American people just long enough to make it through an election.
And the Treasury Department's inspector general says he told Treasury Deputy Secretary Neil Wolin last June that they were investigating the IRS for targeting conservative groups for extra reviews. Treasury isn't saying right now what Wolin knew, but new Treasury Secretary Jack Lew says he was informed of a list of pending investigations when he took the job. President Obama says he didn't know anything until last week. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. A new scandal brews over a video reportedly involving drug use and Toronto's mayor. ABC's Momin Qureshi is reporting from Toronto.
This is the latest in a series of allegations against Toronto's mayor over the past 2 years. This one comes from the website Gawker and the newspaper The Toronto Star. Two of the Star's reporters say they have seen the video 3 times, which allegedly shows Ford using drugs, something Mayor Rob Ford vehemently denies.
These allegations are ridiculous.
The city's deputy mayor is standing by Ford, saying he has complete confidence in the mayor. Momin Qureshi, ABC News, Toronto.
The mayor of a struggling California city is trying a new approach to rally the residents in reviving it. As Anthony Silva, mayor of Stockton, finished his State of the City speech, he put on a set of armor and grabbed a mace, taking the look of a medieval knight. Silva then called on those present to help return the bankrupt and crime-ridden city back to its former prominence.
A man who used to represent O.J. Simpson fights back at hearings in Las Vegas. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
Simpson's former attorney, Yale Galanter, made it very clear. He believes he did everything he could to defend Simpson 4.5 years ago.
Our defense of Mr. Simpson was stellar.
Galanter countered every claim Simpson made against him during the hearing. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Job growth in Utah doubles the national average in April. Utah's steady climb in jobs and declining unemployment are reflected in figures released today by the Utah Department of Workforce Services.
We've added 43,000 jobs to the Utah economy for April. Our unemployment rate has dropped 0.2% to 4.7%, and we're showing a lot of healthy growth in this economy.
Chief Economist of the Department of Workforce Services, Carrie Main, also says people are coming back into the workforce. Our labor force is growing and more people are getting jobs.
Well, just over a month or so ago, Earth had a pretty close call with a couple of asteroids. But now it looks like we already may have another one. Astronomers are saying they have sighted another large asteroid headed towards the planet. Despite the trajectory, they also say there is no chance it will actually hit Earth. Its flyby date is expected around May 31st.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
Sadness as news spreads of the death of the wife of the LDS Church president. I'm Mary Richards.
And the latest on your drive home and into the weekend with traffic and weather coming up.
It's the Nightside Night Sack.
Ethan's not here today, but I found a story that I think he would enjoy, and I think you will too. A woman has lost 90 pounds, and she revealed how she did it by eating every meal and drinking all of her drinks at Starbucks, that's right, at every meal at the coffee chain. It's also been announced that she's gone bankrupt after spending $17 on lattes every single meal. Hit us with an email, nightside@ksl.com, if you want it read on the Night Sack.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Are your credit cards maxed out? Not paying some bills so you can take care of others? Or are you behind on the rent or utility bills? There is no better time than now to get your finances in order. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling, a nonprofit organization, offers a number of steps you can take to get yourself on the way to living debt-free. Track your spending for 1 month and report all your expenses, what kind and how much you spent. Use that to figure out where you can trim the fat. Look for low-cost alternatives to reduce expenses. Pack your lunch instead of buying it. Go to the library instead of the bookstore. When your credit card bills arrive, pay more and pay extra, exceeding the minimum payment. For more tips on how to recover from debt or get help in developing a budget, contact the NFCC to reach a certified counselor at 1-800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. That's 1-800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. A public service message from the NFCC.
South Jordan, Utah. Love to listen to you every morning. 20 years together. That's awesome.
From all your Utah friends and KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 4:15.
Helping breast cancer survivors. I'm KSL News Specialist Deanie Wimmer.
Sports Shore News sponsored by Oakdale Egg Farms. More than 100 years of producing local, fresh, high-quality eggs. Visit Oakdale.com. KSL News Time, 4:07.
Funeral arrangements are now being made for Frances Monson, the wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson. She passed away this morning. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our team coverage remembering Sister Monson.
Frances Beverly Monson had been hospitalized for several weeks and passed away of causes incident to age this morning. She was 85 years old. President and Sister Monson met in 1944.
Guess what she said to me? You're tall and skinny, and I think you'd look better in a Navy uniform. So I joined the Navy.
They were married in 1948 and had three children. She was honored with a humanitarian award in 1988, and a church statement says her quiet influence felt around the world will be missed. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
This morning, Doug Wright spoke with Heidi Swinton, President Monson's biographer, about the life of the late Frances Monson. Swinton says both President Monson and his wife were united in helping those in need.
When he gave his clothes to the people in East Germany because they had nothing, she would say, "Let me put some things in the suitcase for you to take to the women, because I want to do the same."
Swinton goes on to say her example of charity and love has touched multiple generations and continues to be felt by many.
Frances Monson's daughters recently spent time telling the Mormon Times about her mom. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson continues our team coverage.
Sister Monson's daughter, Ann Dibb, earlier said her mom never complained about the long days her husband spent on church assignments, and she had a sense of humor. She liked shopping for bargains and was a great example of how to face a challenge by not complaining. She says her mom was always her greatest influence.
Our funeral arrangements are still in the works.
And we will keep you up to date on those as the information does become available.
And time for another update of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Mark Christians.
Well, this accident right in the turn at northbound I-15 at, we've got the 6300 south. UHP is going to do a slowdown on the freeway, which means they basically slow everybody down so they can move these vehicles off of where they're up against the left side of the wall there. They're going to start that here in about 30 seconds or so. So you'll see a whole bunch of slow traffic come to a halt really quick if you're northbound on I-15 headed towards 72nd or further northbound on I-15. Another accident northbound I-15 at 9200 south. This one's off to the right-hand side, not really affecting traffic there. Charles?
No delays downtown to Farmington, the West Belt, Legacy Parkway in good shape, and we've had no problems through Kaysville, Layton, Clearfield, and Sunset. Highway 89 in great shape, and no problems Interstate 80 out to the west from downtown Salt Lake. At Home Depot, buy Ortho Home Defense Max Perimeter and Indoor Insect Killer with wand, and get Ortho Bug Be Gone Max Ready to use spray for free. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, storms moving into Utah today, and those storms, they're going to stick around through the weekend. Overnight lows in the 40s, highs in the 60s, kind of cool. Temperatures will warm up, though, by the first of next week. Storms move out, sun comes out, and temperatures upper 70s and low 80s. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Well, we've seen a little bit of rain in downtown Salt Lake City right now, mostly cloudy, 63 degrees.
Well, we still have a few more showers in the forecast through the weekend, and then things will change next week. We're going to get back into our very lovely springtime weather, hopefully. Keep our fingers crossed. But
we need the water.
You're going to want to join us from every 10 minutes on the nines, excuse me, for traffic and weather. We'll update you, and then we'll get you the extended forecast to 20 and 50.
Right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Are you planning to retire in the next year or two? You'll face 20 major decisions that will shape the rest of your life, and now is the time to make the right choices. For a free copy of a new 300-page book, 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, call Net Worth Advisory Group at 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. You'll learn how to properly handle 401k money, when to start taking Social Security, choosing the right pension payout option, how much you can safely withdraw without running out of money, analyze your retirement health insurance options, and much more. Call 801-56-MONEY. Net Worth Advisory Group is a fee-only retirement planning firm that specializes in your transition from the workforce to retirement. They don't work on commission, so financial advice is not tainted, and there's no hidden agenda. For your free book, call 801-56-MONEY. You only retire once. Do it right. Call 801-56-MONEY. Make a plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
It was quite a while ago that my family, we decided we needed some awnings on the front of our home. And who did we call? Well, of course, we called Sugar House Awning. We have done business with Sugar House Awning, not just for years, but for generations. The work they did on our home was just amazing. And, you know, we've had them up there now for I don't know how long because they were made so well. An unmatched level of quality and service. And not just the traditional awnings over windows. They can take care of shade for your backyard. They can take care of awnings for your patio that are absolutely incredible. The look, the design, the service, whatever it is you're looking for. When it comes to awnings on your home, call the people at Sugar House Awning, 563-9600, 563-9600, or you can check them out at sugarhouseawning.com. Get out and live with help from Sugar House Awning.
I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and wind up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves. loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at mormon.org.
Utah Gold Buyers, bring your gold, silver, and diamonds. Get some extra cash in your bank account.
We've had resignations, we've had apologies, but how do we know that the culture or the motivation for the IRS to target certain individuals has really been rooted out? We're going to talk about that on Monday's Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Added news on the quarter hour on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Utah political insiders split over the question of whether or not the president could be impeached. Almost no Democrats think so. About half of Republicans say it's a possibility. I'm KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley.
Other local stories we are following. Funeral arrangements are pending for the wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson. Francis Monson died this morning at the age of 85 from age-related causes.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Looking at the 7400 South camera, right about where the collector meets the main flow. Traffic heavy off the collector, but the main flow seems to be pretty close to freeway speeds. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cool temperatures and showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Mostly cloudy, 63 degrees downtown.
Some doctors like the extra help a nurse practitioner provides at the office, but a new survey shows most doctors don't. In fact, they question the levels of education and experience. Lee Moss with the American Association of Nurse Practitioners says that's not good news considering America's doctor shortage.
There won't be enough physicians and nurse practitioners together for a while to care for all those patients. So we really think that all hands on deck, we need everybody that can provide care for patients who need care.
Ma says unlike some states, nurse practitioners are licensed in Utah.
An artist is helping breast cancer survivors heal. KSL News Specialist Deanie Wimmer has the story.
Some people wait years or much longer to see the wave on the Utah-Arizona border. Our KSL cameras got a rare look on our trip to the ancient wonder, a place that often defies description.
Yeah, I don't know. You have like the adrenaline is coming up and you really have, goosebumps.
I'm incredibly glad I came. This is spectacular. Are you kidding? This is a once-in-a-lifetime scene.
We'll take you to the wave, too, tonight on KSL 5 News at 10 and tell you how your lottery luck changes with the season. Dave McCann, KSL News Radio.
And if you're just joining us this afternoon... if you're just joining us this afternoon, we'll have the very latest on the White House reaction to the scandals that have been swirling on Capitol Hill.
KSL's top national story this hour. The U.S. Treasury Secretary General says that he told the Treasury Deputy Secretary almost a year ago about the IRS possibly targeting conservative groups. But the White House and the current Treasury Secretary say they didn't know about it until just this week.
And now for more of our top national stories, here's Cleon Wall at the KSL National News Desk.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says reports of new Russian missile sales to Syria is unfortunate.
What we don't want to see happen, the Russians don't want to see happen, is for Syria to erupt to the point where we may well find a regional war. Middle East.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs says it's an unfortunate decision that will embolden the Assad regime. Air Force's top general says the military has a problem with respect for women. Mark Welsh says combating sex assaults is the Air Force's number one priority. O.J. Simpson's former attorney is defending himself today. Yale Galanter says Simpson knew two men had guns when he went back to retrieve sports memorabilia. He also said he never gave Simpson the okay to try and get some of his stuff back. There is something brand new called a smart rifle. And the maker of the gun says a password can be set locking unauthorized users out of the precision technology. But Josh Horowitz with the Educational Fund to Stop Gun Violence has several concerns.
The system is far more advanced than what law enforcement has to offer. And right now it's very expensive. What concerns us is that if this type of technology gets cheaper and gets used on what we call assault weapons...
He also says the locking device doesn't do anything to stop the weapon from actually firing. And could the guy who directed the Dark Knight trilogy be in line to direct James Bond? Christopher Nolan is reportedly in talks with people over in the Bond camp for directing the next one.
Ooh,
one
really?
Tweet said it's already done. I'm not going to say that that's true or not. I'm just saying an unconfirmed
report. It's on Twitter.
We'll have to wait and see. Yeah, it's on Twitter. It's got to be true. Anyway, Nolan's actually a big Bond fan. He could be really willing to direct the next Bond film, so we'll have to wait and see.
All right. It's interesting the direction they've taken Bond these days. It's not the gadgets and gimmicks anymore. It's more the, you know, Bourne identity kind of thing. So.
But if you watch any of the Dark Knight movies, he puts some great pieces together, so it'd be a smash-bang hit, that's for sure.
All right. All right. Thank you, Cleon. If you're just joining us this afternoon, one of the stories we're following for you, a teenager crashes a car into a home on Redwood Road. We have a reporter on the scene, and we'll bring you a live update.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. And here is Mark Christiansen.
Traffic is moving pretty good. If you're leaving the downtown area right now, southbound on I-15, flowing right along. Just a small spot of brake lights between 27th and 33rd South now. And it looks like it starts a little before 53rd as well. Then the south end starting to bog down southbound. Mainly the collector are filling up from the 215s, but then you get on I-15 and around 90th South, slow northbound, though. 9400 South now through about 8400 South. Looks pretty slow there, Charles.
We have a pretty good drive in progress for Davis and Weber counties. We've had no problems on I-15 all the way into Weber County. Foothill, Highland Drive, the 215 East Belt looking good on the east side of the valley. And no problems through Parley's Canyon to Park City. Pick up Papa Murphy's new $5 faves, your choice of three large New York-style pizzas. They make and you bake for only $5 every day. Papa Murphy's, love at 425 degrees. Charles Marin in the KSL Traffic Center.
And time now for KSL's accurate, dependable 7-day forecast. A little moisture in the forecast out there, Kevin.
Little cold front coming through Utah today. It's already producing rain in some spots in the state. The big change, you feel the difference out there?
Oh,
temperatures in the
60s.
Yeah, it is cooler, and it's going to stay that way. Saturday, a high of 67 with more rain around, even some showers lingering into Sunday with a high of 65. It won't be heavy rain all day long. It'll just these little waves kind of come and go, and you'll get a shower, and then it'll stop, and that's going to be the story right on through Sunday. Temperatures warm up by Monday, Tuesday, and we dry out upper 70s by Tuesday afternoon, 80s back in by the middle of the week with partly cloudy skies. So not a bad pattern. It'll water the lawn. Do me a favor.
Yes.
Turn your sprinklers
turn off
tonight.
Sprinklers.
That's the worst when it's raining outside and those sprinklers are going. So save a little
We're
water.
We're so used to seeing that.
We are used to seeing that.
Aren't we?
There you go.
Thanks, Kevin. 63 right now in Salt Lake.
KSL News Time 422. The president decides to zip his lip over a series of scandals.
Well, the White House hasn't said anything today about the IRS hearing on Capitol Hill, and neither has the president. ABC's Ann Compton reports from the White House.
The Marine One flight from the White House South Lawn to the city of Baltimore takes about 20 minutes, but it carried President Obama light years away from the tense congressional testimony in Washington. The president wanted to change the subject to the economy at an industrial dredging company eager for infrastructure business.
Others may get distracted by chasing every fleeting issue that passes by, but the middle class will always be my number one focus. Period. Your jobs, your families, your communities. That's why I ran for president. That's what drives me every day as I step into the Oval Office.
He also visited the kind of preschool he would like to be universally available to kids and a community center where adults are getting help finding jobs. The president wanted to point out the economy really is getting healthier.
You might not know it if you were just watching the news and you're exposed to all these partisan battles and brinksmanship in Washington. But the truth is, there are a lot of reasons to be optimistic about where this country's headed.
Then it was a short helicopter ride back to the political battlefield along the Potomac. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Some great gains on Wall Street today. We'll check your money news coming up next.
KSL News Time, 4:23.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
After the war, my dad, Richard Whipple, came home, met Mom, and in 1947 started a family in a friendly family business called Richard Whipple Plumbing and Heating. All nine of us kids were involved in the business. We learned to answer the phone because the business phone was our home phone. We learned our customer service philosophy from a great mentor. Work hard, do the job right, and to stand behind our work. 66 years later, we're Whipple Service Champions. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, drain cleaning, and remodeling. We're still the clean-cut, drug-tested, background-checked, friendly family business with the solid foundation from our founder. Mom is 86 now and still answers the old phone number at home. If you call 444-FAST, however, you'll get one of our staff of many terrific client care reps trained and ready to serve you, and you won't be waking up Mom. Try us out with $100 off any of our services. Call 444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today. Limit one offer per visit.
Hypopharyngeal.
Kaposi sarcoma.
Adrenocortical carcinoma.
Cancer names can be complex. Beating it can be too. Malignant fibrous histiocytoma? There's nothing simple about cancer. Even its names can be hard to pronounce.
Osteosarcoma.
Retinoblastoma. Each has different symptoms and requires different treatments. And depending on your type, there are a variety of techniques used to fight it. Gastrointestinal carcinoid tumor. That's why if you're diagnosed with cancer, the simplest decision should be who to involve in your fight. Intermountain Healthcare. Here, we wield technology proven successful against cancer with a team of skilled doctors who know exactly how to use it, no matter if you can pronounce your cancer type or not.
Thymoma and thymic carcinoma.
Intermountain Cancer Centers, healing for life.
Radio Americans are feeling much better about the economy this month. The Thomson Reuters University of Michigan Index of Consumer Sentiment for May climbed to the highest level in almost 6 years, going to 83.7, with rising real estate values and record stock prices boosting household wealth.
U.S. authorities have seized two accounts linked to a major operator in the booming Bitcoin digital currency market. Move against Tokyo-based exchange MT Gox may prevent the firm from engaging in the purchase and sale of Bitcoins in U.S. dollars at a time when U.S. currency and its value has mushroomed.
Now, despite an unflattering initial public offering a year ago, the social network company Facebook is showing signs of resurgence on the market. Stock shares have been rising following new mobile announcements and new strategies to boost investor confidence. Market analysts are also still cautious, though, about the company's prospects, as it requires constant change to keep people interested.
Your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 121 points, ending the day at 15,354. NASDAQ up by 33. S&P was up by 17.
Watching Utah's money at 25 and 55 past the hour on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1168.
Straight ahead on Utah's Afternoon News, the latest on that teenager who crashed his car into a home.
And we'll get you an update of your drive home and into the weekend with traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9.
Memorial Day's on top of us. So keep using your KSL preset for a 7-day forecast for updates on the holiday.
Highs in the mid-80s, could see an isolated thunderstorm or two this evening.
The 7-day forecast, every hour at 20 and 50. Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
If you own anything stainless in your kitchen, you can't help but admire the beauty of it when it's clean. But if anyone at all lives in your house, then you're constantly cleaning the stainless. Spray a little or a lot on the refrigerator, over to the dishwasher. Don't forget the stove and oven. The amount of time you spend cleaning it makes it not worth having. And then when the kids raid the refrigerator, well, let's not even go there. And scratches, well, you definitely need Protect and Shine. Protect and Shine not only helps stainless steel appliances look their best, it prevents harmful bacteria buildup while promoting a germ-free environment.
Just a one-time application can last you up to 5 years, and your cleaning time is cut by 90%. You really have to see how it works. Go online right now, protectandshine.com, and get the details. That's protect, the letter N, shine.com. Fall in love with stainless again. Protect and shine.
Has auto loan rates as low as 2.69. Visit uccu.com.
And time for an update of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Mark Christiansen.
Southbound I-15 just starting to fill in ever so slowly this afternoon. Again, around 2700 South. That's usually where things start out. And then it kind of carries on through 33rd South. Right now, though, between 33rd South and about 7400 South, it looks like a pretty clean commute with the traffic staying at or near freeway speeds. But then it slows down off the main flow, or off of the collector onto the main flow there, adding to that at 74th South through 90th. Northbound clogged up between 106 now towards about 94, and then again about 8800 South through 7800 South. Charles?
Problems on the freeways northbound in Davis and Weber counties, but we do have an accident in Bountiful. This is taking up the intersection at 500 West and 400 North. It's affecting travel in both directions, in all directions, really. And we have no problems through Parley's Canyon. I-15 looks good northbound through Davis and Weber counties. UPS Store, your one-stop shop for all your small business needs. To find a locally owned the UPS Store in your neighborhood, visit theupsstore.com. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, a cold front moving through Utah, producing scattered showers and cool temperatures. Highs today only in the 60s, and we'll do it again on Saturday and Sunday. Chance of rain in Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures will warm up, though, for the first of next week. Highs get back into the 70s and low 80s by Tuesday and Wednesday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News time 4:31. Mostly cloudy in Salt Lake City, 65 degrees.
Slowdowns over the point. I'm Charles Marin.
Our top local story this hour, a teen takes a crash course in driver's ed and ends up embedded inside a Riverton home. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live at the scene near 13400 South Redwood Road. Paul?
Well, that's right, Scott. And people who live in this house on the corner here say it's just time to move.
Right now, it's just dangerous. And so you get scared thinking that your grandkids or even ourselves may be out front.
Teresa Pemberton says this is the third crash in the past few weeks at this intersection. And this time it landed in her garage, smashing the garage door apart and breaking the brick facade. Luckily, no one was inside. She says she would have been hit if the crash had happened 30 minutes earlier.
The car was taken without permission from a mother, and the driver didn't have a driver's license. Does not have a driver's license.
Unified Police Sergeant Dwayne Jensen says they've drawn blood to see if the driver was intoxicated. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Cars could fly into a Davis County home if it's not demolished to make way for the West Davis Corridor Highway. Family that lives there, it has already been rebuilt once. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live with that story. Andrew?
Maria, Dan and Mary Hendry have already been through an ordeal, losing their house to fire in 2011. Less than a year ago, they moved back in, and now they're facing the good possibility their house will be demolished to make way for the West Corridor. Dan says it's going that direction because of some wetlands concerns.
This isn't as important as that is the way they're talking. You know, that the cattails are more important than the pond and the land around it.
Where the process stands now, Hendry says it's an evaluation period. Other homes, he says, would have to be demolished as well. He's hoping officials reconsider. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. Police in Italy say they've caught four hackers from the group Anonymous. Cleon Wall is live at the KSL National News Desk with more on the story. Cleon?
Scott, Italian officials called it Operation Tango Down, taking down four hacktivists. The supposed internet baddies have been confined to their homes, and they were actually doing things other members of Anonymous didn't like. The four suspects were responsible for several cyber attacks on businesses, governments, and the Vatican. They had sent out a tweet saying they broke into the Vatican servers for the fun of it. Some members of Anonymous have offered to repair the damage caused by their own attacks. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Russia rekindles Cold War tensions. ABC's Kirit Radia has more from Moscow.
Russia has publicly named a man they say is the CIA station chief in Moscow. That's a severe breach of protocol and one that will likely escalate a spy scandal that erupted earlier this week. The name was revealed by a spokesman for the Russian FSB, that's the successor for the KGB, in various interviews with Russian media on Friday. The spokesman confirmed that they had complained to the CIA about efforts to recruit Russian officers as spies back in 2011. All this after Russia widely publicized on Tuesday the detention of American diplomat that they insist was a spy. Kirat Radia, ABC News, Moscow.
Vlasladen Gurbanov will be detained indefinitely after pleading not guilty to three counts of terrorism charges against him. Federal investigators say he taught bomb-building skills to people in Utah and Idaho. U.S. Attorney for Idaho, Wendy Olson, identifies another concern.
To ensure that there is no hate crime-related backlash against any individuals because of their religion or ethnicity, and so that is something we're certainly mindful of in this situation as well.
Gurbanov, a 30-year-old truck driver, is also accused of organizing resources for the Islamic movement in Uzbekistan, which is in his native country. He'll have a detention hearing, rather, on Tuesday. A trial date has been set for July 2nd, both in Boise.
A new report by the Pew Charitable Trust says younger baby boomers and Gen Xers face an uncertain retirement. That's because of reduced savings, high levels of debt, and losses during the Great Recession. Now, the study shows members of Generation X, who are now between 38 and 47 years old, lost almost half their wealth between 2007 and 2010.
Now, the wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson has passed away today. The daughter of Francis Monson recently spent time speaking with Mormon Times about her mother's influence for Mother's Day. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
Ann Dibbs says her mom had a great sense of humor and a sense of how to shop for a bargain.
One time she said, you know, when I pass away, I want you to remember that I bought everything in this house on sale.
Dibbs says her mother was always there to support her husband as he spent long hours out on church assignments.
Instead of complaining about it, she always encouraged and she was always there to listen.
She says her mother was a great example of how to live life and be happy by not complaining. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
Do you think the president could be impeached?
That depends on your political party. I'm Dave Collins.
And we'll get you the latest as you head home and into the weekend with traffic and weather together on the 9.
What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? What if something you already do every day suddenly had the power to help you live longer, look younger, have more energy, lose weight, save money, get sick less, feel better more, reduce risk of chronic disease, increase lifespan, improve cholesterol, and refresh your outlook? It's Green THP. Remember, it's a substitute, not a supplement. By replacing the high-cost, high-calorie, low-nutrition drinks that currently provide you no nutritional return on investment, with Green THP, you not only reduce your consumption of high-calorie, low-nutrition beverages, you increase your intake of energy, anti-aging, wellness, and weight loss-promoting ingredients. Green THP in 36 refreshing flavors and caffeine-free, too. Available at Fashion Place, Southtown, Newgate Mall, Red Cliffs, and every major mall along the Wasatch Front. What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Green THP.
Grant and Amanda's 20th anniversary.
Hey, Grant and Amanda, it's Natalie Wardell. It's an honor to work with you guys every day. Congratulations on 20 great years.
From all your Utah friends and KSL News Radio.
Old MacDonald had some ground with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. And in that ground, he plants some seeds with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. With a strong plant here and a strong plant there a plant, there a plant, everywhere a strong plant. Now, Old MacDonald has a farm with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. Nutri-Mulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA Country Stores. See Nutri-Mulch.com. Let's talk turkey. Premium turkey manure compost from Nutri-Mulch. Putting Nutri-Mulch in your ground before planting assures that you have a nutrient-rich and plant-friendly medium in which to produce the finest crops, flowers, and shrubs. Using lesser compost cheats your plants and hurts production. So this year, don't chicken out and use inferior products. You could end up with just a load of bull. Always use Nutri-Mulch before you plant. Nutri-Mulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA Country Stores. See Nutri-Mulch.com.
Coming up at 4:45, an environmental group takes the EPA to task over Salt Lake City's bad winter air.
KSL News Time 4:38. Politics on KSL News Radio. Republican lawmakers bang the drum of impeachment in the House, but whether or not the president has anything to fear is an open question. KSL News Radio's Dave Cauley has more.
When the president said,
"That's how we learn the lessons of Benghazi,"
he probably wasn't talking about impeachment. Still, Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz tells CNN and others members of the House might seek to discipline the president.
We want truth. We want to bring the people who perpetrated the terrorism in Benghazi to be brought to justice. And we want to have the president do what he has said he would always do, and that is be open and transparent.
This week's UtahPolicy.com KSL Political Insider Survey shows nearly half of responding Republicans think impeachment is a real possibility. 97% of Democrats, though, say not a chance. Dave Cauley, KSL News Radio.
Now, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel vows to fix the problem of sexual harassment in the military at the Pentagon today.
The problem will be solved here in this institution. And we will fix it, and we will do everything that we need to do to fix it.
Hagel says he will now receive weekly briefings on the matter. He's also supporting proposed legislation to curb cover-ups.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. And here is Mark Christiansen.
Friday afternoon commute kind of coming together ever so slowly. I haven't really seen the heavy traffic patterns as of yet. Just the south end of the valley, 5900 South through 72nd, looks pretty tough if you're southbound. Then over the point of the mountain, both north and southbound, got a heavier traffic pattern moving both directions there. Southbound starts just after 146, northbound right about the 92 on-ramp. But prior to that in Utah County, you've got a good slow stretch between Main Street, looks like Main Street and American Fork, leading up right into the greater Lehigh area. Charles?
Well, it looks like a busier traffic pattern now from the North Interchange up to Woods Cross High School. And then we have this accident in Bountiful, 500 West and 400 North. It's affecting traffic in all directions. And starting to see the first of our slowdowns between Farmington and Kaysville as well. Use Oakdale Egg Farms Organic Compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit Oakdale.com. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, a cold front moving through Utah this afternoon, producing gusty winds, scattered showers, and those showers are going to stick around right on through the weekend. Tonight, look for a low of 47, 67 with showers on Saturday, morning rain on Sunday, and then we'll dry it out. By Monday, Tuesday, we're back into the 70s with partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
And right now in Salt Lake, overcast skies, 65 degrees.
And with the weather nice one day and stormy the next, you want to tune in on Monday afternoon to Utah's Afternoon News. I will give you the very latest, and hopefully Kevin will stick with his warmer prediction
yes,
for next week.
Let's bring that nice spring weather back. You'll hear it right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
In times of joy and moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth,
militants attack a natural gas facility.
Broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, We're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy nine productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, While Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
Utah Opera presents Rossini's The Barber of Seville, a rollicking masterpiece of comic opera that continues to delight audiences worldwide. Figaro, the clever and meddlesome barber, proves that a hairdresser could be the perfect matchmaker in this hilarious opera you're sure to love. Experience The Barber of Seville, May 11th through 19th at Capitol Theater. Tickets start at $13. Get yours by visiting utahopera.org. Enter to win a free pair of tickets at kslnewsradio.com.
For the IRS to target certain individuals has really been rooted out. We're going to talk about that on Monday's Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. An added hit of news and traffic from KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour. Riverton teen is in trouble for taking a car on a joyride and crashing into a house. The teen was taken into custody.
Other local stories we're following this hour. The wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson has passed away. Condolences are pouring in for the Monson family over the passing of Francis Monson. She died surrounded by her family.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships.
Looks like a slow traffic pattern right through Lehigh, 2100 north through the 92 on-ramp, and then southbound out of the Salt Lake Valley over Point of the Mountain. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Lots of clouds and scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast, and it's going to stick around through the weekend. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Right now in Salt Lake, overcast skies, 65 degrees.
KSL's top national story this hour. The House Ways and Means Committee says the investigation into IRS irregularities has just begun. Committee grilled IRS officials for 4 hours today.
KSL politics, in-depth news and analysis from the political world. And here's KSL News Radio's Ethan Miller.
Tomorrow, the Utah State Republican delegates are meeting in their annual convention. And while it's not an election year, it is expected to be an unusually significant convention. And I'm joined by Deseret News political reporter Lisa Riley Roche. And Lisa, one of the things that they're looking at is raising the threshold to actually win in the convention.
That's right. The idea is that it'll make it a little harder for candidates to avoid a primary, which opens up the selection of nominees to all Republicans, not just those elected delegates.
So it opens it up just a little bit. And they're also going to be electing some new leadership.
That's right. It's a three-way race to replace outgoing party chairman Thomas Wright, and looks like it may be a close one.
Yeah, well, I know particularly one guy out of Wasatch County is kind of surprising everyone with a real robust effort.
Aaron Gabrielson, yes. Yeah. And James Evans, the former Salt Lake County Party chairman's there, and so is Marco Diaz.
Okay. Thank you so much, Lisa. I'm Ethan Millard, KSL News Radio.
The battle over the Wasatch Front's at times soupy winter air might just play out in the federal courtroom, but not here in Denver.
Well, an environmental watchdog group is going after the Environmental Protection Agency. Wild Earth Guardians says the EPA isn't doing enough to enforce air quality standards in Utah and elsewhere. Jeremy Nichols with Wild Earth Guardians joins us live now on the KSL Newsline. And Jeremy, thanks for being with us this afternoon. Do you think the EPA... The EPA just isn't holding local government officials to the standards, or are the standards not high enough?
Well, thanks for having me. This is a matter of the state officials are not meeting the deadlines for coming up with a plan to effectively clean up this pollution. And the EPA actually has a duty to say, okay, enough's enough. You have a deadline by which you have to submit a plan, and if you don't submit a plan, we're going to develop the plan for you.
So what does the lawsuit intend to do?
Well, you know, we want Utah to get it in gear to start to effectively and meaningfully cut air pollution, to do it in time for this coming winter and future winters. Things do not seem to be getting better. We need the state to step up and, frankly, put clean air first. And that's really the simple gist of this lawsuit. And we think that, that having the added pressure of the EPA being involved, that the state will see that it does need to do this job and to do the job right.
There have been several areas of Utah that have been non-attainment areas in the past. What can the EPA do to actually force the state to do a better job?
Well, I think the state has a choice here. They either need to do the job and do it right, or face the prospect of the EPA coming in and doing the job for them. Now, at the end of the day, I think we just want clean air, no matter who is achieving the clean air. But I think Utah faces a tough choice here. Do they want to be in charge of their air quality? Do they want to be the ones responsible and to show everybody in Utah and the West that states are capable of rising to the challenge? Or are we going to have to just let the feds come in and do the job for us? Again, at the end of the day, whatever gets the air clean, but that's the choice that Utah faces here.
Jeremy, we're almost out of time, but why is the lawsuit being filed in Denver instead of here in Salt Lake?
Well, the EPA regional office that oversees Utah is based here in Colorado, so the venue was appropriate. Obviously, it's convenient for us as well. Even though our work is west-wide, we mainly have an office in Denver.
Jeremy, thanks for your time this afternoon. Appreciate your being with us.
Thank you so much.
Jeremy Nichols with Wild Earth Guardians live on the KSL Newsline.
And you've been listening to KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Let's get you another update of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And here again is Mark Christiansen.
Well, it seems like all of a sudden the traffic is blossoming. The slow traffic is in place between 4800 South now. And this will take you all the way through 90th South, southbound on I-15. Looking at the westbound lanes of the 201 freeway, a little crowded between 9th West, Redwood Road, and then the ramps around 215 and 201 taking a little heavier approach towards any direction you may be going there. Westbound further on 201 looks pretty good at 56 and 72nd West. Charles?
I-215 North Interchange with I-15. You'll see the brake lights up to 2600 South, and you'll see more brake lights after the Farmington Interchange about Shepherd Lane up to 200 North in Kaysville. General RV has factory rebates on all new 2013 RVs this Wednesday to Saturday. Robert Jensen's General RV off Interstate 15 at the Point of the Mountain. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time now for the accurate and dependable 7-day forecast, and here's Kevin Eubanks.
Scott Maria, temperatures over the next 7 days on a bit of a roller coaster. We're starting out on the cool side, highs in the 60s, cloudy conditions and scattered showers Saturday, even into Sunday. We'll dry out, though, by Monday, Tuesday, back into the 70s, and by Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, low 80s with a mix of clouds and sun. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Right now, mostly cloudy, 65 degrees downtown.
KSL News, time 4:51.
When you're 50 or over, some things in life just make sense. Like how the Beatles will always sound better on vinyl than on an iPod. Or why transistor radio was so cool. You know what it was like to drag State Street, and how it felt to dial a rotary phone. You donned a baby blue tux, had a perm, and you know who put the bump in the bump a bump a bump. Sure, you've seen a lot in life, but there's still so much more to experience. So get a colonoscopy. You see, colon cancer affects both women and men, but it can be prevented with a simple screening, and it's highly treatable when found early. So talk to your doctor and get screened, because for you, a colonoscopy is like pet rocks and lava lamps. It makes sense.
If you're 50 or over, get a colonoscopy and stick around for the next set of memories to come. A message from the Utah Cancer Action Network and Utah Department of Health.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Good, better, best.
Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
Beautiful sapphires handpicked in Bangkok, only at the Shane Company.
And if you're just joining us this afternoon, remembering Sister Monson, we'll have the latest coming up.
Time now for the pattern.
Thanks a lot, guys. Well, an interesting pattern setting up. A cold front moving through Utah this weekend will keep things unsettled. Scattered showers and cooler temperatures, highs in the 60s. But a low-pressure center that's coming in over California next week will continue to send clouds our way, but temperatures start to warm up, upper 70s and low 80s by the middle of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank with a look at your pattern on KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money on KSL, the news that researchers cloned human embryos to produce stem cells, may have some people wondering if it would ever be possible to clone a person. While it's unethical, it is biologically possible, but the chief scientist at the biotech company Advanced Cell Technology says the sheer amount of resources that it would take makes it highly unlikely.
For the first time since 2007, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates is the world's richest person. Bloomberg Billionaires Index puts Gates back on top. It comes after the Mexican Congress passed a bill that could quash the dominance of billionaire Carlos Slim's telecommunications empire.
Well, Korean electronics giant Samsung expects the sales of its Galaxy S4 smartphone to break the 10 million mark over the next 7 days. That will make it the fastest-selling smartphone in the company's history. If Samsung achieves the milestone, it would beat the time it took the Galaxy S3 to hit that mark by nearly 3 weeks.
Your money at this moment, the Dow was up by 121 points. It ended at 15,354, NASDAQ up by 33, S&P up by 17.
At Big O, we install tires, brakes, oil, and good karma. That's karma with a C. It's what you get when you take care of your car so it runs better and lasts longer. Because when you partner with the people at Big O Tires to do something good for your vehicle, the good comes back to you. So come in today to buy 3 select installed tires and we'll give you the 4th one free. Now that's good karma. Big O Tires, the team you trust. For a limited time only on select sets of 4 in-stock tires. Offer and oil changes at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. See store for details.
Whoa, a new digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, because I can't wait to toss the big stereo. And now that we got your dad that big HD TV he wanted, we can throw out our old TV, too.
Hold up. You can't just throw out electronics.
Really?
They need to be recycled or donated.
And how would we do that?
It's so easy, Mom. Today, recycling electronics is just as easy as buying them. GreenerGadgets.org has all the info. We just enter our zip code to find a certified recycling center nearby. There are thousands of them, and new ones are being added all the time. Some of our local stores are even certified recycling locations.
I like that.
Did you know that some of the stuff in our old electronics could be used to make new products and conserve natural resources?
Well, okay then. Let's gather them up. What was that website again?
GreenerGadgets.org. We just enter our zip code and go.
Tired? Tired physically, tired mentally and emotionally? Aren't you just tired of feeling tired? Feeling like Superman or Wonder Woman would be nice, but most of us just want to get back to feeling normal. Not someone else's normal, but feeling your normal. Are you ready for a solution? If you're over 35, tired is probably tied to your aging body. It could be testosterone, thyroid, nutrition, hormone imbalance, activity, and a number of other things that simply change as you get older. Invigorate gets you back to being you. The you you want to be. Invigorate is a 3-step program that will bring balance and energy back into your life. Yes, there is a science to this. It's not about killing yourself at a gym, and it isn't just about changing a diet.
Call now to speak with Invigorate at 801-987-9777. That's 801-987-9777. Get back to your normal with the help from Invigorate. 801-987-9777.
Com for oil change discounts, services offered in nearest locations.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. And what's happening, Mark?
Well, it's not really looking like much of a commute if you're just leaving downtown and heading southbound on I-15, because you're pretty much at freeway speeds right through the ID split, right through 33rd, but it does slow down around 53rd South. And that does continue all the way through 90th. If you're eastbound on 215 the south end, watch for the slow traffic around 1200 west, making your way further eastbound beyond I-15. Looks pretty good, Charles.
We're seeing southbound slowing over the point of the mountain and northbound slowing before SR-92 Lehigh, I-15 northbound. And then in Davis County, we're seeing slowdowns right after you cross into Davis County, about the Beck Street overpass up to 2600 South, and delays between Farmington and Kaysville. Does your roof need to be repaired or replaced? Call American Roofing for spring savings since 1954. They're the roof